Helena's human lactoferrin has no FDA GRAS letter. Nestlé is working with it anyway. The FDA's GRAS inventory holds 15 lactoferrin notices. None covers recombinant human lactoferrin. The three that ever did, filed 2004 to 2007, were all withdrawn at the notifier's request. Helena self-affirmed instead, and infant formula is a stricter pathway again. From Life Mate Tech. Search the FDA's GRAS notice inventory for lactoferrin, and you get 15 records. Not one of them is recombinant human lactoferrin. The three notices that ever covered the human protein, filed by Ventria Bioscience in 2004 and 2007, and by Farming Group N.V., in 2006, were every one of them closed with the same sentence. At the notifier's request, FDA ceased to evaluate this notice. That is the regulatory record standing behind EFRA, the human lactoferrin that Helena makes by precision fermentation in Comagatela Fafiae, and that Nestlé announced a multi-year collaboration around in June 2026. AgFunder News, which has covered the company more closely than anyone, has twice reported the basis plainly. Helena has self-affirmed the ingredient as GRAS. Self-affirmation is lawful. It is also not the same thing as an FDA letter. And the difference matters more here than in almost any other precision fermentation category, because the destination product is infant formula. What the FDA inventory actually shows. The inventory was last updated on 18 August 2026. Filtering it to the notices that bear on this question, human lactoferrin in any form, and recombinant lactoferrin made in K. Fafiae, produces a short and legible table. The article includes a 5-column table of notifier data here, which is easier to read on the page. Two things fall out of this table. First, K. Fafiae expressed lactoferrin has cleared FDA review twice, but both times for the bovine protein and both times for another company. Turtle Tree's GRN 1219 closed in May 2025 with intended uses at specific inclusion levels, chewing gum up to 3%, ice cream up to 0.2%, powdered milk up to 0.4%, yogurt up to 0.1%. Allgee's GRN 1284 closed in March 2026. Neither can be cited by a third party as covering a different substance from a different strain. Second, Helena does not appear in the inventory at all. The FDA search returns hits on terms found in the full record, not just the substance name shown on the results page, so a Helena notice using the word lactoferrin anywhere should surface. It does not. Practical consequence, do not accept GRAS as a single word answer. Ask which of the three mechanisms is being invoked, a no-questions letter with a GRN number, a filed but unclosed notice, or a self-affirmed determination held in a company file, and ask for the document. Self-affirmed GRAS is not a lesser letter, it is a different instrument. Under US law, a substance is GRAS if qualified experts generally recognize it as safe for its intended conditions of use, on the basis of published scientific evidence. That status exists independently of the FDA. A company can convene an expert panel, have it review the dossier, conclude the substance is GRAS and market the ingredient. This is self-affirmed GRAS, and it is entirely legal. Notifying the FDA is voluntary. When a company does notify, the agency reviews the dossier, and if satisfied, issues a letter stating it has no questions about the notifier's conclusion. That is not an approval. It is a statement that the agency does not intend to challenge the determination on the record presented. But it is a third party with subpoena power, and a toxicology division having read the file, and declined to object, and the gap between the two is the risk the buyer absorbs. The asymmetry recurs across this sector. See how FDA GRAS clearances for precision fermented proteins cluster, and the company that held an EU authorization, while its US GRAS notice was closed. Practical consequence, in supply agreements, treat self-affirmed GRAS as an indemnity question, not a compliance checkbox. Ask who carries the liability if the FDA later disagrees. What killed the earlier human lactoferrin notices? The three withdrawn notices are not ancient history. Their subject matter is the same protein, and the reason they died is documented by Helena's own scientists. The 2024 workshop report in Food and Chemical Toxicology. Volume 190. Article 114,817. Whose lead and corresponding author is Helena's Carianne Malinczak, states it directly in the abstract. Earlier FDA reviews of RHLF were withdrawn due to insufficient safety data and unanswered safety questions. The experts and FDA raised about the immunogenicity/immunotoxicity risks of orally ingested RHLF. That is a notably candid sentence for a company-authored paper. Helena convened a panel, its own staff, consultants from Spherix and Magnolia, academics including Bo Lernerdl of UC Davis and Nicholas Lukacs of Michigan, and two former FDA-side regulatory hands, Michael Di Novi and Robert Merker, for a one-day virtual workshop in June 2023, with discussion continuing through July. The output was a study roadmap, the studies and safety endpoints needed to close the questions that sank the earlier notices. The panel's conclusion contains the clause that matters most for the Nestlé story. Panelists agreed the roadmap addresses the unanswered safety questions and the intended safe use of RHLF as a food ingredient for adults. For adults, the published expert consensus Helena organized is scoped to adult food use. It does not, on its own terms, extend to infants. The companion evidence is a 2024 Frontiers in Immunology paper, also from Helena's Nutritional Biology and Safety Group, applying the Codex Allergenicity Framework to EFRA. Its findings are specific and favorable. No allergenic risk identified for the protein, for K. faffii, or for its glycans. No significant cross-reactivity risk between the recombinant protein or its 36 residual host proteins and known human allergens. And rapid digestion in simulated gastric fluid comparable to human milk lactoferrin. The authors conclude the results do not indicate the need for further clinical testing or serum IgE binding before introduction into the food supply. That is a real evidence package. It is also one assembled by the ingredients manufacturer, addressing allergenicity rather than the immunogenicity and immunotoxicity questions that closed the earlier notices, and it carries no FDA signature. Practical consequence: when a company publishes its own safety dossier in peer-reviewed journals, read the scope clause, not the conclusion. For adults and for infants are different products with different regulators reading them. Infant formula is a separate, stricter gate. U.S. infant formula does not run on food grass. It runs on Section 412 of the FD&C Act and 21 CFR Parts 106 and 107, and the sequencing is unforgiving. A manufacturer must submit a new infant formula submission at least 90 days before the product enters interstate commerce. Under 21 CFR 106.120b, 6, Roman 2, that submission must state the basis on which each ingredient meets the requirements of 106.40a, approved food additive prior sanction, or GRAS for its intended use. And then the regulation adds the sentence that does the work here. Any claim that an ingredient is GRAS shall be supported by a citation to the agency's regulations or by an explanation, including a list of published studies and a copy of those publications. For why, based on the published studies, there is general recognition of the safety of the use of the ingredient in infant formula. A self-affirmed GRAS determination scoped to adult food does not satisfy that. Neither does a no questions letter for the bovine protein. The claim has to be about use in infant formula, and it has to rest on published studies a reviewer can pull. The rest of the gate is equally material to a launch timeline. The submission must carry assurances on the quality factors of 21 CFR 106.96 and 106.121, normal physical growth and sufficient biological quality of protein, which in practice means a growth monitoring study in infants. It must meet the nutrient requirements of 21 CFR 107.100. The FDA will inspect the manufacturing establishment and collect samples. And under 106.120f, if the agency deems additional information a substantive amendment, the submission gets a new filing date, and the 90-day clock restarts. Practical consequence: model the infant formula path as its own multi-year program with a clinical growth study inside it, not a line extension off an adult ingredient clearance. Anyone forecasting formula revenue off a food grass date is off by years. The All-G control case. All-G is the cleanest benchmark for how long the self-affirm-to-letter conversion takes in this molecule class. Food Navigator reported All-G's self-affirmed GRAS for recombinant bovine lactoferrin on 17 December 2024. The FDA closed GRN 1284 with a no questions letter on 25 March 2026. roughly 15 months, for the bovine protein, which already had a long GRAS history behind it. No questions letters for cow's milk-derived lactoferrin run back through GRN 67 and 77 in 2001, GRN 130 in 2003, GRN 464 and 465 in 2014, and GRN 669 in 2017. Jan Parker's of All G was also explicit about sequencing at the time. His company would develop adult nutrition products first, as infant formula requires regulatory approval. Human lactoferrin has no such precedent to lean on. It has three withdrawn notices instead. There is no basis in the record for assuming a faster conversion, and good reason to assume a slower one. The economics driving all of this are not in dispute. Parker's put the extraction arithmetic at 10,000 to 30,000 litres of milk per kilogram of lactoferrin, with the largest incumbent producers consequently sold out 2 to 3 years forward. Helena says it now produces at metric ton scale through co-manufacturing partners. 10 million servings of product per production run, with launches including Chroma Wellness, Level, Healthgevity and Kipos, all adult nutrition channels, consistent with the regulatory basis in hand. What Nestlé announced and what was reported. Here the sources diverge, and the divergence is the story. Nestlé's own release describes a strategic innovation collaboration and says the multi-year partnership focuses on understanding new bioactive proteins and their role in early life development. The body does not name lactoferrin. It does not name EFRA. It does not say the parties will develop an infant formula product. The word EFRA appears once, in the About Helena boilerplate at the foot of the page. Trade coverage went further, to varying degrees. Green Queen, 3 June 2026. The two companies will explore the role of new bioactive proteins in early life nutrition and develop infant formula with EFRA, Helena's human-identical lactoferrin ingredient. Nutra Ingredients, 3 June 2026. Kept the bioactive proteins framing in its own reporting, but quoted investor Nathan Cooper of Barrel Ventures describing a partnership with Nestlé to develop infant formula containing human-identical proteins. Ag Funder News, 3 June 2026, was the most careful, noting Helena noted that the partners would be looking at bioactive proteins, indicating that other ingredients in Helena's pipeline may be explored, and quoting Katz that introducing such ingredients in the infant nutrition space is a major undertaking. We use Nestlé's own wording as the primary record, because Nestlé is the party that would bear the 21 CFR 106 filing obligation and chose its words with that in mind. On that reading, what exists today is a research collaboration on bioactive proteins. A formula product containing EFRA is an aspiration with a regulatory path in front of it, not a scheduled launch. Katz's own framing supports the cautious reading. Infant nutrition is an important validation point for that work, as it holds ingredients to the highest evidence bar. The sources also disagree on something more prosaic. Ag Funder News reported $83 million in equity funding to date, Green Queen over $95 million, Nutra Ingredients $38 million raised by 2024. We rely on none of them. Practical consequence: when a corporate release and its trade coverage diverge on scope, the release is the one that was lawyered. Build the model off that. The counter-argument, properly stated. The case against reading this as a red flag is genuinely strong. Self-affirmed GRAS is lawful, widely used, and in some categories the norm. Choosing not to notify the FDA is not evidence of a weak dossier. Notification is voluntary. It consumes time and disclosure, and companies routinely defer it for commercial reasons unrelated to safety confidence. Helena has also done more public safety work than most companies in this position. It commissioned an expert panel including ex-FDA reviewers and named academic immunologists, published the roadmap in a peer-reviewed toxicology journal, published a Codex Framework allergenicity assessment, and per Katz, has 11 published papers on its human lactoferrin. Publishing a roadmap that opens by conceding the FDA's earlier concerns is not the behavior of a company hiding from the record. And Nestlé is not a naive counterparty. It has made infant formula since 1867, holds close to a quarter of the global market, and has 30 years of HMO experience, the closest analog for taking a novel human milk component through infant nutrition. Its diligence will have been far more thorough than anything reconstructable from public documents. All of that can be true alongside the narrower point here. The public record contains no FDA no questions letter for recombinant human lactoferrin. The published expert consensus is scoped to adults, and infant formula requires a separate showing under 21 CFR 106. 120. These are facts about sequencing, not accusations about safety. What we could not establish. Whether Helena has a GRAS notice pending with the FDA. No Helena entry appears in the lactoferrin search, as of 18 August 2026, and the FDA updates postings approximately monthly. A recently filed notice not yet posted cannot be ruled out. Helena's own current wording on regulatory status. The company's EFRA page returned no readable content on repeated attempts. Our evidence for self-affirmation is AgFunder News reporting it twice, July 2025 and June 2026, both by Elaine Watson. Whether any outlet has described EFRA as FDA GRAS cleared. We looked and found no such claim in a page we could fetch and read. We are not asserting the error exists, we could not verify it. The full text of the workshop roadmap paper. Science Direct blocked retrieval. We work from the complete PubMed abstract, which carries the operative findings verbatim, but have not read the roadmap study list. The intended use table in all G's GRN 1284 response letter, and therefore whether infant formula appears anywhere in the bovine clearances. Whether a new infant formula submission naming EFRA has been filed. The FDA keeps no public inventory of 21 CFR 106.120 submissions. Helena's total funding. Three outlets give three different figures.
What to watch?
Each of these is testable against a public source. A Helena entry appearing in the FDA GRAS notice inventory. Watch the lactoferrin search for a GRN citing recombinant human lactoferrin from K. Fafii. Filing is the observable event. Closure follows 12 to 18 months later on the All G and Turtle Tree precedent. Whether that notice, if it appears, includes infant formula in its intended uses. GRN 1219 entry lists inclusion levels category by category. A Helena notice scoped only to adult categories would confirm the adult first sequencing the roadmap paper implies. Publication of the roadmap studies themselves. 21 CFR 106.120b. 6. Roman 2 requires published studies supporting general recognition of safety in infant formula. Those papers reaching the literature is the leading indicator of a formula filing. A registered infant growth study. The normal physical growth quality factor under 21 CFR 106.96 effectively requires one. A trial registration naming EFRA and infant subjects would date the formula program more precisely than any press release. Whether Nestlé's next statement names the ingredient, and which market goes first. If a later Nestlé communication names EFRA or lactoferrin, the collaboration has moved from research to product. All G took its lactoferrin to China ahead of the US, and the choice of launch jurisdiction is often the fastest moving variable here.